Okay, so in this previous episode, we returned to something from the first and second season of Mad Men, particularly the first, that's sort of a running through line, which is, who is this Don Draper character? And I sort of forgot about it.
Really?
We as the audience have sort of explored a lot, and
what
we
about,
know.
What about in the episode where Don signs the contract and Cooper says...
Right, right. No, but I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, Cooper very much sort of says, does it in a way where it's a non-issue. So it's like, it felt like this has been resolved.
Oh.
So...
Really?
Yeah, and so, like, because, like, the thing is that we as the audience know, Cooper knows, and, but I forgot that, like, what a big deal this is, because, like, until Betty opened that and found that, I was like, oh! It was really great, because I was like, oh, she opens it, it's like, oh, there are stacks of money. This is going to be huge. I was like, and he'll probably just explain it in a way as it's like some emergency fund, because it's like the 60s. And
why did you think it was just stacks of money?
No, there are stacks of money in the desk next to that box. And then she picks up the box, and I was like, and then I recognized, I was like, oh, shit. And it was really refreshing for this show to come back to that and sort of raise the stakes in a way that I think is so much more interesting than just the is Don having an affair on me again?
No, in all honesty, it's sort of like the big hook. Like, if you'll pardon some spoilers, it's like, will Skyler find out that Walt is a meth dealer? Will Rita find out that Dexter is, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's that, and like. And there it happens. You have to remind me. Is what led up to that? Because I remember
What happens is he drops money into the drawer and locks it, and then she's reading and hears a clinking noise in the dryer, and so she goes to dig it out. So it's not because it's annoying her, and she finds it's the keys, and she doesn't know where they are.
She recognizes them because I caught this about four episodes ago. Is when she goes into Don's study to take a phone call from Henry Francis. It's like it's a thing, like, she was sitting in the den at the desk, and she takes the phone call, and then the phone call is done, and, like, right before she leaves, she just hangs up the phone, and then she just, like, grabs the locked drawer, like to jiggle it twice to make sure it's still locked. Like, she does this every time she comes in here, because she's, like, pissed off about it. Like, and I think she's asked Don about it before, but she has no pull to say. Like she said, like, and Don, what, and why is that one drawer locked, but like she can't do anything besides that,
right? And so she gets a chance to look at it, and she finds this stuff and finds out that his name is Dick, that he has an ex-wife under as Don Draper, because there's the divorce statement in there, and the deed in the wife's name to that house in California. Basically, what I'm getting at is that this is like when the show is at its best, and at the beginning of the season, it was awesome, and then it started to kind of go a little bit mediocre in the middle for the show, in, like, the show's run. You know, it's sort of like how Temple of Doom is not a bad movie, it's just a bad Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, yeah.
And so those episodes were not as strong, and it's nice to see it starting to return to its, like, unbelievably good form, because what I mean is, like, this whole thing with Betty and Don is similar to, as you were saying, to how Skyler has been built up in Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. But when we finally get to that resolution of that conflict in the beginning of season 3, it's really unsatisfying. Whereas this
is... Well, it's nowhere near the resolution, but I know what you mean. It's just, it happens.
Like,
it's
when, like, that conflict finally comes to up in front, it's so much less satisfying. And it's this one, we've been building it for the same amount of time.
Yeah.
The first, like...
Slightly longer.
There's a few more episodes, but still for two seasons, this has been the primary conflict, and it's really satisfying that to see... I mean, I haven't actually seen them have the discussion yet, but it's already more satisfying...
Yeah, because he just doesn't come home.
Right, but it's already more satisfying when she sits there for an entire night with the box, waiting for him to come home, and he never does, and he never even calls. And... that, just like, that's it there. That is the whole picture. He has a box of secrets. He's off from her, keeping secrets about something else, and it's such a wonderfully poetic moment, and that is when this show is at its best. And I'm happy that it's, like, I enjoy when it's introducing big moments, but I'm happy to see it concentrating back on the wonderful, beautiful, subtle moments that make it such an intelligent, well-written, gripping show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.